Well, we're going to wrap up the story of the end times because I would like to get into more Christian soul food for the rest of Lent and get into a Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes for the rest of the time until Easter. But we're going to talk about the villain of the day, and that's the Antichrist. Well, we've talked about several things in the last few weeks about the fact that times are pointing to the end of the world and how technology is allowing us to reach more people in the world, and that there is the spirit of the Antichrist rampant in our society. It is invading our world, and it's taking over things. For today, we're going to look at the individual known as the Antichrist. Now, we've had about 40 billion people live on this earth since Adam was created in the Garden of Eden or during the Big Bang, or whatever brought this universe into existence. I know, and one of these days I'm going to have a sermon series on creationism, but I'm trying to stay away from that as much as possible. But I know is that God is responsible for creation, whether it happened 5,000 years ago or 15 billion. I lean more towards the 15 billion, but whatever happened, God created it with complete certainty. Well, there have been many, many very powerful people in this world today. They've been intelligent, talented people who have controlled many things. But there's one coming, maybe even born today, that will stand head and shoulders above everybody else. He'll be powerful, deceitful, intelligent, brutal, ruthless, and efficient. He will achieve the pinnacle of what people think is good and powerful in this world. He will be a satanically empowered person. In the Bible, he's known as the son of perdition, the man of sin, the beast, the wicked, the Antichrist. Let's take time this morning, just a little bit of time, to examine who this person is. And let's meet the Antichrist. And as Ed McMahon used to say on the Today Show, here's Johnny, and here's the Antichrist. Well, what are the signs of his appearing? No one knows exactly when the Antichrist is going to come, what he's going to look like, and how it's going to happen. He's going to be subtle and sneaky. We have to be careful. Well, let's examine these signs. The condition of the world. The world will be in terrible moral condition. Well, we're getting there, aren't we? This is evidenced in one passage in Timothy. It says, listen to this. It says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Remember, this was written in the first century. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. Two little ones here. No, you're not. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. So there are so many things that this the world is getting there, aren't we? Well, the corruption of religion. It says that we will be falling away from doctrines. We will fall away, that the churches will not be Christian churches, but they will be churches based upon their own theology. And just think, just because a church says it's a Christian church or it's a denomination doesn't make it a Christian. We are moving rapidly away from the foundations of Christianity when we have to take votes on this or that to see if they are really in line with their theology. But for the most part, a Christian is one who believes in the death and resurrection of Christ, the return of Christ, and that the Bible is the Word of God. That's the important thing. Something is wrong with the picture if we have a great falling away, if we don't know what our theology is. A person may call himself a Christian but doesn't believe in the accuracy and the wisdom of the Bible. A person may doubt that Jesus really died and claim that they are saved. That can't be. Cults are growing by leaps or bounds. Christianity finds itself under the gun from society, government, and organized religion itself. Religion is kind of killing its own self, shooting itself in the foot. we see churches and denominations going away from the truth of the Bible with alarming speed and developing their own doctrine. The Spirit's work in filling the church to stand against the tide of evil is also one that's going to be going against the Antichrist. And are we going to be here when the Antichrist comes? No. Because we will be caught up into heaven at the rapture. The tribulation is not for the church. What happens is that the rapture comes and then there will be 7 years of tribulation. But this is not for the church. This is the time of Jacob's trouble, as it says in Jeremiah. The time of God's wrath that will come upon Israel. One of the greatest proofs that the church, you and I, will not be in the tribulation during the time of the Antichrist is found in Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my commandment to persevere, I will also keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth. Therefore, if you are a Christian, you really don't have to worry about the Antichrist because you will be gone before this time of tribulation comes. But what is he going to be like? He will be a man of popularity. He will be given a crown. He will be raised up. Everybody will adore him. He will arrive on the scene with a workable formula and really solve a lot of problems. He will have a viable expectation of why there are no more Christians around, too. He will embody all the world has looked for a leader. It said the Antichrist will possess the leadership of a Washington or a Lincoln, the eloquence of a Franklin Roosevelt, the charm of a Theodore Roosevelt, the charisma of John Kennedy, the popularity of a Dwight Eisenhower, the political savvy of Lyndon Johnson, the intellect of Thomas Jefferson, and the economics of Barack Obama. Just kidding. He will be popular, though. He will be popular. Revelation 6:2 says that when the Antichrist comes, he will be riding on a white horse. Well, of course, now probably in a white Rolls Royce or in a white vehicle like the Pope uses. Not saying the Pope is the Antichrist at all, that's for sure. We wish the Pope that's resigning and going into retirement, we wish him the best in our prayers with him. And we hope that a great Pope will be brought up in the Catholic Church in the future. Again, it can clearly be seen that the world is looking for a leader. The world is tired of war. Economics are falling apart. However, the world will never see peace apart from Jesus Christ. But the Antichrist will be a man of prosperity. He'll bring prosperity to those who live in poverty. He will solve the problem. We have a men's group that meets once a month, and we were talking about the fact that, how can we solve the problem of world hunger? Well, if you distribute all the excess food around the world, you will kill the world's economy. But the man, the Antichrist, will solve this problem, and he will bring an end to the world hunger. He'll get rid of the class distinctions in this world. He'll get rid of such things as slavery, child slavery, and all kinds of slavery that's so rampant in parts of the world. Most people under his reign will be much better off financially because he'll find a way to make sure that everybody is taken care of. What a way to win votes. People love to prosper. They don't care. I want to prosper now. I don't care about the future. A world leader who can promise and produce prosperity will be a very popular man. He will be powerful. He will control all the armies of the world. He will become so large in the eyes of humanity that they will worship him as their God. So he will gradually become from a great world leader to a man with his own crown on his head. He will be called the Superman from hell. He will attack the people of God. He will attack people of God like Hitler and Stalin failed to do, and he will try to eradicate the Jews. We're seeing this in the spirit of our world today. It's becoming more and more unpopular to be a Christian and to follow the Bible. We're told of bigots and narrow-minded people. When we speak out about the evil society, people say, you must be bigoted, you must be narrow-minded, you must not understand people when you talk about the evils of society. We're told that we should have no voice in the government. We're also told to soften our, you know, soften your stand. Just don't be so hard-hearted. Don't be so politically correct. Keep your eyes on the next few years. If the Lord doesn't return soon, it may become illegal to be a conservative Bible-believing Christian. The church is under attack. The focus of Satan's anger will be the nation of Israel. The Antichrist will attack Jesus. He will try to bring him down. He will make every effort to stamp out the name of Jesus. But while he's doing this, the Lord, with an army of 144,000 young Jewish men, will go throughout the world proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom that's mentioned in Revelation 14. The Antichrist will be powerless to stop that great army of believers. In the midst of chaos, God is still on the throne. The Antichrist will break his seven-year covenant from the Jews and will try to wipe them out, but he will fail. And then he will be annihilated. It will be sudden. It says he will be broken without hand. God will come and take him over and cast him into the fiery lake. Here's the good news for us today. If you're with God, if you have trusted Jesus as your personal Savior, you will never see the Antichrist, even though we talked about him this morning. If so, you will be in heaven. If not, you will need to be saved. If he does come and you are not saved, you'll be in the tribulation and going through the seven-year period of torment. But where do you stand today? Well, the world is poised for the end times. What will happen to you depends upon what your stance is with Christ. I want to ask you to look at your life and see if you're pointing to Jesus or pointing away. How is your life? What is your posture? Are you pointing towards the cross or are you pointing the other way? I don't fear the Antichrist because I'll be gone by the time he comes, and I hope you are too. When Daniel looked at these things, he fainted and became ill because he saw what was happening. If the Lord is calling you to come to him for any reason, do come to him now. Don't wait. Don't wait at all. The time is short.